Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Nutrition Facts Label. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Christina Reed, Mississippi State University dietetic intern. So, Christina, today you want to talk about the Nutrition Facts Label and what is to come for the labels that we're going to see on our food sources. So thank you for joining us today.
I appreciate you having me. It's great to be here with you and our listeners.
So as of May 20th, 2016, the FDA announced the Nutrition Facts Label will be making changes to its look and some of the information it gives off. Can you tell us a little about why they feel the need to make the changes?
Well, the current label is more than 20 years old, so in order to make sure consumers have access to more recent and accurate nutrition information, it's time to start making changes to the Nutrition Facts Label. The changes announced are based on updated scientific information, research, and input from the public.
Yes, 20 years is a long time. What new information have they found that is changing?
There are a few main changes to the information shown on the label. One of the first things is added sugars. This will include a column for grams and percent daily value. The definition of added sugars includes sugars that are either added during the processing of foods, sugars from syrups and honey, and sugars from concentrated fruits and vegetables. Vitamin D and potassium will now be required on the label because they are nutrients Americans don't always get enough of, according to the nationwide food consumption surveys. When lacking, they can be associated with increased risk of chronic disease. Vitamins A and C will no longer be required but can be included on a voluntary basis. They were once included because Americans lacked these nutrients, but now deficiencies in the general population are pretty rare. Calories from fat is now being removed because research shows that the type of fat is more important than the amount. Daily values for nutrients like sodium, dietary fiber, and vitamin D are being updated based on newer scientific evidence.
Wow, well, it seems like these changes can only be beneficial to consumers. You mentioned earlier about the label getting a new look. Will consumers be able to recognize the new label, and what all does this look like?
Yes, consumers will definitely be able to recognize the new label. In fact, the label may even be easier for them to read. The new look includes increasing the font size for calories, servings per container, and the serving size declaration. They will also bold the number of calories and the serving size declaration. Not only is the look of the serving size changing, but the amount is as well.
Okay, so what about the serving size amount is changing?
When products are larger than a single serving but could be consumed in one or multiple sittings, there will be dual columns shown. The dual columns will indicate the amount of calories and nutrients on both a per serving and per package basis. By law, serving sizes must be based on amounts of foods and beverages that people are actually eating, not what they should be eating. This surprises a lot of people. How much people eat and drink has changed since the previous serving size requirements were published in 1993. For packages that are between one and two servings, such as a 20-ounce soda or a 15-ounce can of soup, the calories and other nutrients will be required to be labeled as one serving because people typically consume it in one sitting.
So the new label is trying to tell people what to eat?
The Nutrition Facts Label is designed to provide information that can help consumers make informed choices about the food they purchase and consume. It is up to the consumers to decide what is appropriate for them and their family's needs and preferences.
And with all these changes that are upon us, when can we expect to see this on our favorite food products in stores?
Manufacturers will need to use the new label by July 26, 2018. However, manufacturers with less than $10 million in annual food sales will have an additional year to comply.
So, Christina, is there a place where we can go to get this information or get more about it?
For more information, you can go to FDA.gov.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Christina Reed, dietetic intern at Mississippi State University. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.